Well, hello there. Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little goofy, Dan. You know, on the shows that follow my film club screenings, I'm usually up for a long, long stretch, which is normally interrupts my flow each night because I used to take a nap in the evening. And I didn't get a lot of sleep during the day yesterday, and so I'm a little. By 4:30, it should be pretty interesting.
All right,
I should be nice and sleep deprived. So see, I'm making up words. I don't even know. Norm Crosby just walked in the room. So yeah, it should be pretty interesting to see how loopy and stupid I am, or loopier and more stupid than I usually am. So hey, before we get to the playgrounds and theaters, I was watching Seinfeld, which is a shocker. I know that I was watching Seinfeld. By the way, Library Cop was on with Philip Baker Hall, which is one of the best episodes of all time. Anyway, and they had a commercial. They ran this commercial I'd never seen before. The first time I ever seen it. You guys are aware of Johnsonville brats and sausages and breakfast sausages and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you seen the new commercial where the guy is sitting in the forest eating Johnsonville sausage and he starts talking with animals?
No.
I laughed out loud at that commercial. And this was before I was loopy. This was before I went to the movie. It was around 6 o'clock last night. And I think the commercial is hilarious. And they showed it because I watched two episodes of Seinfeld back to back before I left for the screening of Reservoir Dogs. And they showed it during like two breaks in different the back-to-back episodes of Seinfeld. It's a guy in the forest talking to animals while eating Johnsonville sausages. Do you have it? The visuals help a lot, but this is it.
Hi, I'm Jeff. In my Johnsonville commercial, we open up in the forest. I'm out in the wild eating my breakfast, and all of a sudden a raccoon come up and asked me, "What are you eating?" Told him, "Johnsonville breakfast sausage, fully cooked and ready to eat." Squirrel comes up and asks, "Tell me some more about that." So I told the squirrel, "Tastes great. It's got great texture." Turkey comes up and asks me if that comes in any other flavors. And I say, "Yep, comes in original." Porcupine comes in and he says, "Does that come in patties?" I said, "Yep, they're new." Wolf comes in and says, "How'd you learn to talk to animals?" And I said, "Books." And the wolf says, "Touche." And we had a good laugh about that. That's a breakfast sausage commercial made the Johnsonville way.
I have no idea why, but it busted me up. And that last part is the turkey laughing. Like they cut to the turkey going, blah, 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 blah.
How is that turkey cool with him eating sausage? Was it turkey sausage?
No. It's
just regular old sausage.
It's pork sausage.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I did find it interesting as well that the animals approached him despite the fact he was wearing a hunter's vest.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. The visuals for it are ridiculous. But my favorite part of the whole thing was when the wolf says, how did you learn to talk to animals? And he just goes, "Books."
I like that you can hear whatever the raccoon in the beginning go, "Huh."
Yeah. They cut back
like,
to the
oh, really?
Cut back to the raccoon like, "Oh, flavors, huh?" It's hilarious. It's hilarious. All right. Sinopolis USA revealed plans to put a children's playground in movie theaters. It's the first of its kind. Design plops a 55-foot long and 25-foot high play structure inside the auditorium itself. The first two Sinopolis Junior Theaters will open this month in Southern California. The move comes at a time when most cinema chains are becoming increasingly strict about limiting disruptions in theaters by banning talking, phone calls, and texting, but the Sinopolis Junior concept goes 180 degrees in the other direction, creating a movie-going experience that shrugs off the notion that anybody should have to pay focused attention to a story for 2 hours straight. The company further describes the new theaters as a space where parents can feel at ease and their kids can feel right in their element as they watch their new favorite film. The theaters will also feature elevated snack favorites with enhanced popcorn flavors like Cheetos, chili, caramel, and zebra, along with other kid-friendly menu items, as well as seating alternatives such as colorful beanbag-like chairs and seats, lounge chairs, and vibrant decor. While some parents will doubtless embrace the concept, the idea of watching a movie next to an indoor playground of screaming children who are wired on elevated snack favorites struck social media users as hellish. I would agree with that last statement completely. That's ridiculous. What if you didn't know that that particular auditorium that you go to your multiplexes, and that particular auditorium has a damn playground in it, and you buy your ticket to see the movie, and you walk in, and there are kids running around the playground?
No, they got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure it's like...
Are they, like, in a plastic cube or something, so they don't make noise? I mean, how can you watch a movie with them yelling?
That's what it is. It's right in the middle of the auditorium itself. So there'd be
that just seems dumb.
It's ridiculous. Now, granted, if, you know, I know, you know, some people want to go see movies and, you know, don't get babysitters or can't afford babysitters and stuff like that. But they have playrooms already in theaters where you can, like, you know, have parties and stuff. And they also have special screenings where you can bring kids. And, you know, like the specific screenings so that you can bring babies and you can bring kids who can run around or whatever or talk. And that's for parents who can't afford babysitters, which I can totally understand.
Although I'd rather just watch it in my house.
Well, that's what most people are doing, which is why they're trying these things out.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to pay, especially theater ticket money,
yeah,
to, you know, watch a movie and still be distracted.
By your kids.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what kind of concept how that's going to work out, but we'll see. But it sounds like a nightmare to me. So I will not be partaking in any theaters where you can walk in and have kids running around like morons.
Now, could adults play on the playground?
Oh, I would imagine the whole thing is up for grabs. I would imagine it's just a free-for-all.
Because, like, what if the movie is boring?
Exactly. Good. May as well go on the slides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Weird concept, everybody. All right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we will be joined by people from the Bright Side Theater to talk about two brand new shows that are opening there this weekend. That's coming up right after this on WGN.